Cairn. Sea glass, shell fragments, my children's baby teeth. Before I leave the house I grew up in for the last time, I'll bury one of each in the soil of the neighbor's yard, from which the ivy still hangs, clinging to the driveway retaining wall. I'll wedge a St. Francis medal in a cranny between gray slabs, hide a widowed earring from my mother's dresser, a coin from the dish on my father's empty tall boy, and a single rosary bead. The scar his death left on the cracked asphalt. This is sacred ground, too hallowed to leave unmarked by life, unmarred by death. So I'll etch his initials, JFG, in the friable limestone with the sharp-edged rock, like I used to do with my sisters, and sign my handiwork with a cross that is also a T, the first letter of the name he gave me.